sourcing them back to the grads. But not only that, it's been very useful in intermediate training, and it's been useful from level one and level two as well. As can we actually come up with a little bit of a framework about all of those things to consider, so that reasonable proportion of necessary forms part of the thinking, what are the structures we work within? In other words, what is the system we work within? How is it assembled and connected so that bits of information start to make sense? And just a straight up graphic organizer to actually organize that is this what I'm about to share now, which has worked quite well, which is that notion, and it's co-constructed, so I ask people to draw it along with me. So we draw the inverted triangle, and then we draw one cross being the staff member, one cross being the student, and then the space around them where they have, obviously in that situation, you're at the pointy end of something about to occur. That staff member is in a no other way position. They have to negotiate that hazardous behaviour at that point. What is the thin slice of life? What is all of the things that we bring to bear at that point to help that young person at that point? And there's the acknowledgement of the first layer that we actually bring to that is the staff member brings themselves. They bring the you bit. Now, the you bit is they bring their own relationship. And that could be, I mean, we all know how varied that can be. That can be, I know you well. I know you well enough to communicate with you in this way and talk through. Or it could be relief teacher, student, 5 minutes of interaction, what's happening at that point. So there's the notion of that's brought in here, there's the you bit. Then there's the sense of, okay, well, what are the experiences that are brought in there in regards to that staff member? What have they gone through before? What is their knowledge that they bring? What is their own sets of experiences? So there's an understanding that the staff member brings a lot to that scenario. We all know there's situations where staff members can actually resolve quite a complex issue based on just what they bring. But if we look quite wider than that, what are other things that are then brought in? Then, of course, there is the school. And in relation to the school, you've got policy, you've got the procedure, and then you've got the professional practices. And not only that, the explicit culture and then the implicit culture. Explicit culture, this is what we do, here is the statement. But then there's the implicit culture of, well, how do things really work? You know, what are the judgments made in that space about, well, you're a new teacher, you have to go through that. What are the expectations of what true teamwork looks like in that space? Because we can have wonderful statements about teamwork, but then we can also go, well, what's the practice of that teamwork look like? And we know that things don't always work so wonderfully well in that setting, or they have the potential to not work that well. And then, interestingly, we look at that and we say, well, there's a little bit of a gap here that we can actually fill with that systematic, legislative and systematic requirements that can help us at this point use reasonable, proportionate, necessary, and that is this. That top layer is law, so know that we're working within the law. The sections within, and I have a slide deck on that one, I'm very happy to share, that deconstructs all this within about 5 or 6 slides. That first layer there, law, we know that there's two parts of the WA Criminal Code. One is section 222, which is the definition of assault, which basically says the application of force to someone else that hasn't asked for it is unlawful. You cannot either actually or threat, or apparently a threat to apply force, and it's not a lawful community standard. Now, the section 222 is quite more extensive in that in terms of its definition, but knowing or appreciating the fact that there's a community standard that exists which says it's not lawful to apply force to someone else. However, knowing that, within that section though, we have section 257, discipline of the child. Now, discipline of the child talks about such force as is reasonable under the circumstances. And it talks about a parent or a person in the place of a parent or a schoolmaster can take corrective action as is reasonable in the circumstances. And what that does here, the use of the word schoolmaster, by extension principal having duty of care over the school, says there is grounds to make the physical contact as is reasonable under the circumstances. So we all know that 222 sort of exists out there. We can't really go and touch. I mean, we can't go out there into the community and, you know, use the moves that we move on a lawful basis. But in our school setting, we've got a duty of care, and that is largely expressed under section 257. the great thing about that is we can actually say to people, and they can almost breathe out in terms of that sense of relief, is you're actually supported by the Lord to do this. Because there is a great number of our people in schools that aren't sure about what they're doing, actually, whether it's legal or not. And we hear that, you can't do this, you know, we can do this, but we can't do this. There's a great sense of not being sure about what that is. But that exists under 257. If you want a simple copy of 257, you can feel free to Google search it, SLPWA 257. That stands for State Law Publishing WA 257. It'll actually bring you the statement for it. But happy to share that one. But beyond that, all this says here from an interest point of view is it's not lawful to apply force if we're in a care setting where we are acting through the duty of care as expressed by the principal. We can take physical actions as are reasonable under the circumstances. Then moving beyond that, the next layer is Acts of Parliament. So obviously Parliament exists to pass law that sits alongside of criminal law and civil law. And an act that we all know that we work under, of course, is the Education Act. Education Act and regulations. So really what we talk about is we talk about that link between Regulation 38. And a real critical part of this course is we can take Regulation 38, share it, so that people are informed and aware of it and start to see that there are three conditions under which it's permissible to have or initiate physical contact. To either manage or care, A, B, maintain or re-establish order, or C, prevent or restrain a person from hurting themselves or others. So we get to see that consistent with Section 257, Regulation 38 is almost like the Education Department or Education Act expression of what that means and what those conditions are. So, it's lawful. There are conditions under which it's codified. Then we start talking about, well, what's the one step further than that? And of course, that's the Education Department. And in terms of Education Department, we talk about standards and integrity. And we talk about that physical contact guidance bulletin. So that physical, and I'll just write it in shorthand. So that physical contact guidance bulletin. Now, formerly that was as a PDF. But now it says web pages, and it's web pages, it's three clicks away from finding that. It's icon, physical contact guidance, it'll take you straight to the pages. And it's great to actually take participants through that journey when you're instructing them. So they start to see and they draw the links. So they start to draw the links between, oh, okay, it's lawful. I can see where it sits under the under the Education Act, Reg 38, here is the grey, here is the detail that's brought into this space over here, which we talk about separating bites, whole range of things.
So they do have the case studies as a Word document, which is quite nice. So I tend to give them the case studies, but not the answer, not the guidance that goes with it. So given the case studies, give them a bit of time to think about it with the Team Teach guidelines, and then I give them the answers after.
That's a perfect way to start exploring that one, because the holistic thing that I think all of our staff need to know is, yes, you're acting within law, yep, no Reg 38 and the conditions, so people are clear under which the conditions under which they've made physical contact, either to manage or care, prevent or, re-establish order, or the one that Team Teaching really is all about, which is it's prevent or restrain a person from injuring themselves.
Re-established order one for me. I don't particularly like the sound of that as an excuse for using a physical restraint.
And that's an interesting point, because Team Teach is very, very consistent with Reg 38 Part C, but doesn't necessarily go around compliance, because they're just starting to talk about compliance. Yeah. Now, where is that informed by? That's informed by the physical contact guidance. It's explored extensively there and talks specifically about where it fits in that space there. And that itself is a great notion for those scenarios discussions to explore that. What does that mean? Because that is that notion about, okay, when are we moving from challenging behaviour, compliance, to hazardous behaviour? That is something that it's to be clear on, and to be clear on what those strategies are, is a useful toolkit.
Yeah, sure.
So that's an interesting thing to go and explore, because I can tell you now, people are fuzzy on that.
It is.
But I think it's fuzzy on purpose.
If they were specific on it, then it would be on forever. And like, you know, for example, when I spoke to Sam Integrity about contact and make, we're really hung up on the fact that no contact. Because anytime you could, well, what about this? They had an example of when that type of contact was used in an inappropriate way and someone got in big trouble.
Yeah.
So like a high five. There were situations with Stand Integrity where they said the way someone did a high five actually lost them their job. Because what they were doing was actually grooming behaviour, I think.
Right.
They would do a high five with the teenage girls and make a little love heart with that. So what in his mind, in the specifics of
the worst,
he was doing a high five, but he was twisting it to then
the
become something that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
So they
should
be specific on that.
That's what the words are for, right?
Yeah.